keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Southwest Kansas town is honoring heroes in blue. JP Bizette explains.
Garden City is marking National Police Week through Saturday following a proclamation by Vice Mayor Tom Wynn. The Garden City Police Department is honoring fallen officers who gave their lives in the line of duty and recognizing those still serving the community. Since 1962, May 15th has been set aside nationwide to remember peace officers' sacrifices. Local officers are reflecting on their commitment to public safety while paying tribute to their fellow heroes.
A large fire at the Hutchinson landfill early Tuesday created plenty of smoke, but there were no injuries. The Hutchinson Post said burning debris in a designated disposal pit took hours to put out. Several bulldozers and front-end loaders were used to scrape away burning materials that were separated and extinguished. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Hutchinson Fire Department also issued a reminder about the dangers of improperly disposing of lithium-ion batteries. Those should be recycled instead of going to the landfill. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act contains provisions that are set to end this year. Without congressional action, the estate tax exemption will drop to pre-2017 levels.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act doubled the estate tax exemption. So it went from anyone with a net worth greater than $5.5 million had to pay an estate tax to during TCJA years, it was $11 million.
Farm Bureau economist Samantha Ayoub says farm and ranch families are already going through a difficult time, and cutting the estate tax exemption would only make it worse.
If Congress does not renew that provision, it would automatically revert to only $5.5 million starting in 2026.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 88. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 63.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas football has landed the commitment from one of its top remaining targets in the 2026 class. On Tuesday morning, Joseph Credit announced his commitment to Lance Leipold and the Jayhawks, picking them over double-digit Power 4 offers. Credit has been long one of KU's most coveted targets on the defensive side of the ball. The Texas native visited KU last summer and participated in the camp that earned him an offer from KU. Credit returned for a visit in the fall for a game day. He again visited in January for a junior day visit. Credit took his official visit to KU earlier this spring, and he was on campus April 4th to 6th, where he was able to take in spring practice. Linebackers coach Chris Simpson and running back coach Jonathan Wallace, who recruits the Houston area, led the charge for KU. Over the course of his recruitment, Credit picked up offers from programs like Baylor, Ole Miss, Penn State, SMU, Texas A&M, in Texas Tech. He took official visits to KU, Arizona State, TCU, and UCLA before making his final decision. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Baseball takes center stage today around the state of Kansas as regional baseball starts. Sylvan Lincoln, Lucas Lincoln will host the regional at Lucas. Number one seed Heston, 13-6, will host 8 seed Minneapolis, 3-17. Sylvan Lucas Lincoln Mustangs host Halstead, 5-17, at 5 o'clock today at Lucas. Beloit High School, 10-8, will host Nickerson, 4-20, at Beloit at 5 p.m. and the Ellsworth Bearcats, 9-12, the 3 seed, will host Lindsberg Smoky Valley High School. Monday, May 19th, will be the semifinals at 2 and 3:30, and the final at 5 p.m. Brandon Cox, head baseball coach at Beloit High School, said they've had a successful season, but they're very wary about Nickerson's strength of schedule?
Overall, I think the season's gone pretty good. You know, we've played some pretty good competition, and we've been in some pretty close games, and I think the guys have progressed throughout the course of the year.
Coach, you go to a regional right in your backyard down at Lucas, one of the unknown baseball parks in America, and the fact they host the K-18, a lot of history down there. Sylvan Lucas Lincoln hosting this year at Lucas. Your first-round opponent, Nickerson, 4-20. Their record doesn't look great, but you know down around Hutch they play a lot of games year-round. What do you know about Nickerson today?
Yeah, you kind of said it there. Nickerson, they've played a pretty tough schedule so far this year. So, you know, coming into it, I don't think they're the typical 4-20 team. You know, they've lost a couple of close games, 1-2-run games with some pretty good competition. So I know they're going to come here. They're going to come ready to play. So we have to make sure that we come ready to play as well. But, you know, they got a couple guys that can throw it, and they got some pretty good athletes down there. So we're looking forward to the competition today.
Well, Coach, your hitting has probably improved the most on the year. Talk a little bit about your hitting going into the regional.
Yeah, you know, I think hitting is one of those things that goes up and down. You know, a lot of times we'll focus more on the defensive side of things, you know, pitching and fielding percentage and those kind of things. But it's always nice to hit the ball where people ain't, you know what I mean? And so if we can get our guys all hitting good today at the same time, you know, it seems like throughout the course of the season we've had some guys go on streaks where they're pretty hot, but not everybody at the same time. So hopefully we can bring all that together today.
Coach, appreciate your time and best of luck in the regional baseball bracket.
It was a busy day in golf yesterday in North Central Kansas as Smith Center attended the Mel Shermer Memorial Tournament in Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg won at 322, Norton 327, Hayes TMP 331, Plainville 331, Ellis 341, Smith Center 347. Cole Kirkhoff of Smith Center shot 79 for 6th place. Carson Sass shot a career best 84 for 11th place. Corey Weltmer tied Sass for 11th with an 87. Maddox Peterson shot 97, Brody Sadler 111, and Cutter McDowell rounded it out for Smith Center with a 112. NCAA golf tournament at Minneapolis yesterday. Sacred Heart had the first four placers in golf. They won at 299. Beloit second, 346. Republic County, 349. Ellsworth, 382. Southeast Saline, 385. Lyons, 396. Minneapolis, 405. J.J. Sloan and Gunnar Gray tied for 8th with an 83. Hudson Remus and Grant Larson tied for 13th with a 90. Jackson Chaney was 16th with a 91. Carter Germark was 18th with a 92. Smith Center will go to the 2A regional next Thursday, May 19th at the Salina Municipal in Salina. Beloit will go to the Tallgrass Country Club regional in Wichita on Thursday. Beloit, Heston, Burlington, Minneapolis, Council Grove, Wichita Collegiate, Wichita Trinity Academy, Southeast Saline, and Halstead will vie for 2 spots and 5 individual golfers to go to the state tournament. This has been John Bowden, KD Country 94.1 Z96.3 Sports.
Congratulations to our 2025 Lincoln Leopards graduating class. Graduates include
Ethan Ehring, Levi Bates, Dominic Baxter, Novalee Boucher, Colton Brummer, Chaos Creed, Mason Florence, Temper Hasemeyer, Allison Johnson Hall, Nicholas Coster, Salima Lababi, Ethan Larson, Alex Malcampfew, Tyra Meyer, Bella Naylor, Quinn Patterson, Cooper Rathman, Aiden Romesburg, Gabriella Brazato, Chase Sisler, Braxton Sturtz, Elijah Salter, Braxton Veal, Wyatt Wallace, Deegan Walters, Devin Webke.
Your Lincoln Senior Salute is brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Marty Walters, Farmway Credit Union, Schoen Auto Repair in Downs, and Central Valley Ag. Congratulations, area graduates.